Here I am in Oscar Wilde's house. I first saw it in 1998 and it wasn't open to the public. So I'm elated to finally be in here. Bought by the American College in Dublin, been operating here since 1994. And this was his nursery on the top floor. So this is the very room he spent so much time in, one of Ireland's many geniuses. So he's a celebrated British writer of the late 19th century, dying on the 30th November 1900 at the age of 46. Look at the fireplace, you needed that for heating. Died long before houses had electricity. Well, maybe a few of them just at the end had it. And that's his grave in Paris. I've been to "Outcasts Always Mourn," one of the quote, part of the quotation from the Battle of Reading Jail there. And then across here, Merrion Square. And you see the statue of him, the fag on the crag. And beyond it is a playground. And it's a reference to the Selfish Giant, one of his most marvellous stories. Story that could reduce me to tears, and it's obviously an allegory of Christianity, of the infant Jesus. So the first known photo of him, he has a brother William, a year younger, about 3 years younger than that. His sister Isola, who died of meningitis when she was little, and he composed a poem about her death. So that's it, the happy prince in all these ones. Some of the earliest illustrations. Not allowed to film in here. And one of the floorboards must be original, so again I can commune with him, I can have some mysterious connection with Oscar Wilde. So I just feel thrilled, my heart's a flutter at the thought. Yeah, went all over, spent 11 months all over Canada and the United States, age of 27, made an awful lot of money, but he squandered it. But anyway, noticed restricted head height for children only, they had six servants plus two governesses. The very affluent Sir William Wilde, the royal physician in Ireland, world renowned ear and surgeon and ophthalmologist, as otolaryngologist. They travelled to Scandinavia a lot, their friends in Sweden, some of the first feminists, and what else? His father was friends with some Swedish doctors. So that was Sir William Wilde, knighted for services to medicine, treated Queen Victoria, other members the House of Saxe-Coburg-Gotha when they came here to West Britain. So there it was, Napoleon Savoni's most famous photographs of him. I wonder what the background is. So he usually wore his locks long, which was considered very decadent in the 19th century. He's also 6'4", very tall these days. Those days practically gigantic. The giant, it wasn't a reference to himself. So strikingly good-looking man. Was he principally homosexual? I suppose he was, yeah. What I hadn't known until today is that Bram Stoker, who he knew at university, because Trinity was very small in those days, Bram Stoker, about 7 years older than him, Stoker married Oscar Wilde's first girlfriend, Florence Spelcombe. She broke it off with Wilde to marry that bloke, Bram Stoker, who lives on Kildare Street, not far away, civil servant, author of Dracula, Tale of the Undead. But the Wildes were friends with Sheridan Le Fanu, who wrote a novel which is more or less a precursor to Dracula. One of the most celebrated images of Wilde. So here, so many giants, I thought there would be CCTV that might catch me, but not so far.